If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
He who has an ear, let him hear the footsteps of Christ as he approaches the doors of heaven to return. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven. Us to the edge of life and death, bound by tears of wisdom. Give us this day. Give us the strength to reach out and touch the face.
Of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Manti Show.
Program. I am he, your host, humble as I am, to be with you and very pleased that you are tuning in to the show every Friday night, 9 to 11. And I'm so glad you're here with me. My number, as always, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Please email me if that suits your fancy as well, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Speaking of which, please go to conservativenationradio.org regularly, daily. Tell all your friends and acquaintances and family and opponents. Have them check it out as well. Facebook, of course, we're on there, Conservative Nation Radio. My show is also on Facebook at Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Of course, always feel free to check us out on Twitter at CNR Show. And myself, go to ChristopherManti.com. You can find out all about me there and absorb it all, everything I'm doing, TrinityMediaOnline.com as well. Thanks for tuning in so much tonight. We got a really big show. We have a special guest later on this hour. Curtis Mang, who is the author of a really funny book called The Constitution, I'm Not Kidding, and Other Tales of Liberal Folly. The best line that I caught from it is, if liberals won't laugh at themselves, somebody has to do it for them. And that's a good point. So we'll be talking to Curtis around 9:20. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Don't know if you knew this, but the United States is has raised its defense condition to 3. Usually we're on 5 or 4, the lowest ones. But because of this North Korea junk, we're up to 3. And haven't been there since 9/11. And before that, the Yom Kippur War of 1973. Before that, the only other time was the Cuban Missile Crisis, which, if you don't know your history, was closest we ever came to nuclear war. And it was really damn close. Really close. I recommend the movie 13 Days on that subject. Not totally, completely accurate, of course. Nothing ever is in Hollywood. It's an understatement. But it's pretty good, pretty darn good. And it captures the fright, you know, the real terror of, oh my gosh, you know, what the heck is going on? Not even presidents and powerful people could do much about it, it seems. Pretty tense times. So in any event, we're almost at that level. The only other time we've been higher than three is during Cuban Missile Crisis. One of our Strategic Air Command, which is basically our missile forces, were on DEFCON 2, which I don't know the exact time frame, but it's something like, you know, 5 minutes warning for action. And yellow, where we're at now, I'm sorry, three, where we're at now, is 15 minutes to the Air Force. So everyone should be ready to go in 15 at any moment until they lower the defense condition. So anyway, I assume it's all because of North Korea. It's never know, I suppose. But so anyway, just keep your eyes open. And it's good not to be sleepwalking through life, especially in these times. So pay attention, all right? And we'll talk about that. I wrote a piece for my blog this week called We Are in Denial as a Nation and as a Church. I'll go into that with you. I think it's not to be self-serving, but I think it's really very important that you hear that message. And the ongoing pursuit of finishing this very large book called They Fired the First Shot 2012. And if you've never heard of it, I'll tell you about it. But it's 1,000 pages long, and it's nonfiction. And it's all just current events is an understatement. It's like it's freaky how you're reading what's happening like today. Not like in a generic sense today, like in today's time. No, like today, the 12th of April, 2013. Because a lot of it has to do with looking forward to August of 2013. Not looking forward to, but looking toward it and what it could mean. So we'll go into that as well. Again, though, like I say, 718-305-7176 is the number. Once Curtis is on with us, I won't be taking any calls unless we get to the point where we want to do that. But as of now, no. So please don't ask. Okay, thank you. And the biggest story today I want to start off with is, of course, the how do I say this in a family-friendly way, the disgusting monster, just abominable creature, hardly even a human, Kermit Gosnell. His trial is proceeding. We anti-abortion folks around the country have gotten so sick and tired of not hearing about it in the media that we forced their hand today. And we took to Twitter. I'm just one of many. Thousands and thousands. And tweeted out all day, especially in the morning, for me. By the way, my personal Twitter account is Manti4, if you care about that. We tweeted it out all day. And to force the issue, at least to get it in front of people who didn't know. People don't know. They don't even know his name. People who are in media, who are supposed to report about stuff like this, literally do not know his name. Yet he was arrested, and the story broke months ago. He was arrested. His trial has been going on for a month already. And now we're just getting some of the testimony from it. And nobody's saying anything. It's a total blackout. They're complicit. It's intentional. It's a disgrace, and so we decided to do something about it, and we did, to the point where even Planned Parenthood has replied, which is pretty funny. And it looks like CNN is going to do a story on it tonight. Wow, thanks, guys. But point is, without us, total silence. Total silence. And you know the reason for this, don't you? Because if people see the horrors of what happened, they're going to get to thinking. They're going to get to thinking, oh, wait a minute, this is what actually happens? It's a lot of out of sight, out of mind, okay? Not everyone's a radical lefty where kids must be sacrificed. Some people are like that, but most are just like, ah, you know, whatever, I don't want to know, and that's good enough. Well, they're going to know. And when they do know, they're going to come to the conclusion that this is not good. Let me read you a real quick ditty that Hot Air just put on about an hour and a half ago by A La Pundit, great blogger. Here's the Planned Parenthood tweet. Proof positive that we've reached a new phase in the Gosnell damage control. Plan A, ignore, ignore, ignore. Plan B, if Plan A becomes impossible, use Gosnell as some sort of exception that proves the rule about why, counterintuitively, America needs easier access to abortion. Here's what Planned Parenthood said. Gosnell's case is appalling. He ran a criminal enterprise, not a health facility, and should be punished to full extent. Well, okay, not a health facility, quote, but something underground, not in any way similar to a Planned Parenthood clinic, right? If anything, the way to prevent future Gosnells is to have more clinics so that babies' necks can be snipped earlier during gestation in a cleaner, safer environment, right? Be ready for this spin and know it for the garbage that it is. The reason Gosnell was able to run a, quote, criminal enterprise for 17 years is because the cretins in Pennsylvania state government decided they couldn't risk the shrieking from pro-choicers if they insisted on tough inspections of clinics. So they stopped inspecting, which, as someone else pointed out this morning, is likely why Gosnell felt safe keeping babies' severed feet in jars as souvenirs like some Nazi degenerate at Buchenwald. No one was going to come knocking on his door or other clinics' doors, and he knew it because the good people at Planned Parenthood, NARAL, etc., et al., would have made much too much trouble for the state if they had. There's some grand jury testimony that is included in the post here. I will not read. Basically, it's just saying how they didn't care to look. But wait, there's more. Here's another bit of the grand jury report showcased in an old post by Melinda Hannenberger when Gosnell's case first came to public attention in 2011. And this is about a person who worked there. It said she never told anyone in authority about the horrible, dangerous things she had seen. That's great. Of course she didn't. That would have alerted the state that inspections were necessary, no matter how difficult the politics and the pro-choicers at NAF couldn't tolerate that, even at the cost of letting this alleged lunatic go on carving up women and their babies. How can Gosnell's practice be waved away now as a criminal enterprise, quote-unquote, when even a, quote, respectable abortions rights group couldn't be moved to report the crimes then? Didn't a Planned Parenthood spokesman not 3 weeks ago refuse to condemn exactly the sort of live birth abortions, in other words, murders, that Gosnell is accused of committing? Planned Parenthood has still yet to condemn it, despite pro-lifers demanding a response ever since. Beyond all that, if Gosnell is actually a case study in why we need more higher-end clinics, not less, why hasn't the media been using him to that effect since he was indicted? Why a blackout instead? You know why. Because no one who sees that picture of the baby with its neck sliced thinks we need to make this easier and we need to make the slicing happen a bit earlier in its development. The blackout strategy was smart. It just didn't work. And here's an update here. Mark my words, you will see a lot of pieces that don't actually argue anything or say anything, but are filled with the correct tone, which is the sneer of contemptuous dismissal. This is people trying to defend, you know, brush it off. There is no defense here. The only defense is to go on offense. And the key to going on offense is to be angry and contemptuous at Gosnell's critics, not at him, we'll get nothing more than a passing mention in the intro of some of these counter arguments where they start bubbling up next week. Like, of course, I condemn what happened in Pennsylvania, but these pro-lifers are blah, 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 blah. Anyway, that's what happened today. And I was proud to be a part of it. And I hope I helped in some way. And this is the Conservative Nation Radio Network. I'm Christopher Mantis, the Christopher Mantis Show, and we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
Back, Christopher Manti program back on the air with you. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Be here till 11 p.m. as always, 9 to 11 every Friday night. On the Conservative Nation Radio Network. So thanks for joining me, either live or on podcast after the fact. We appreciate those downloads as well. So, as promised, right now on the line, we have a very special guest, Mr. Curtis Mang, author of a new book called The Constitution, I'm Not Kidding, and Other Tales of Liberal Folly. Mr. Mang, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me, Christopher.
Not a problem. So, I read not all of it, a good part of it. Why don't you tell the good folks what it's about and why it's important to laugh?
Okay, well, laughing in general is a good thing, I think. But in particular, the book really is intended to poke fun at the liberal left. I think their hypocrisy is certainly easy to see, but not often always pointed out, and certainly not in the mainstream media. And I thought, there was enough there to make a book out of. And, really the genesis of the book, I think, came out as Obamacare was winding its way through Congress. I wrote a letter to the editor, kind of a serial letter to the editor writer over the years, and I wrote one that got published in my local paper, and basically it pointed out that at the time the Obamacare legislation was close to 2,000 pages, and I pulled out a paperback copy of the Federalist Papers that included the Constitution, including all of its amendments, and the Constitution plus all amendments was 20 some pages, even if you throw in all of the Federalist Papers. It was 400 and something pages, and then you compare that to the Obamacare legislation at 2000 and counting. That just struck me as kind of silly.
Yeah.
And so the letter was published, but what was really interesting were some of the responses from some of the liberal readers. And one I thought was just hilarious. He wrote back on their website where the letter was posted. He said, "Don't you know that it's double spaced?" referring to the Obamacare legislation. And I thought, that's just silly. And if that's the best argument he's got no argument at all. But it just struck me that that's just a silly response. And I, in fact, I responded back. I said, really? Double spaced? That's all you've got? There was another letter or another response that said, don't you understand how complicated health care is? And I thought, well, yes, it is complicated, but it can't be more complicated than starting an entire new government from scratch. and that's just how I think that a lot of people on the left think. That just struck me as funny. So I thought, there's a lot more here. And, I've always kind of wanted to write a book, hadn't really put pen to paper.
Yeah.
So this gave me an opportunity to do that.
Oh, that's excellent. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That period of time, I think, was seminal for a lot of us in either waking up in general or getting involved or just striking out and doing something. I can't. I can't sit around anymore. This is so blatant and ridiculous that to me it was the actual way that it all transpired and the trickery and the bribery and all that stuff. I think people who do work like this are important because we are going to go absolutely crazy and nuts if we don't start having a good time and mocking our opponents because it's just way too serious sometimes. So it definitely serves a good purpose. What have you always, like you say, you never wrote a book, but in your writings, have you always tried to get that across or is it just so easy to pick apart these hypocritical examples that you just had to laugh at them?
Well, yes and yes. They make it easy. In fact, I think I wake up every morning and say, thank God for Democrats, because they just keep giving anyone who likes to look for humor an easy place to find it. But I think in general, I try to look for the humor in things. Some things are just not humorous, but I think for the most part, you can find some humor in things. It makes life a lot better. But I think it also helps make a point. And often the point is, look at how silly the other arguments are.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of people on the left that can and do poke fun at the right, but they get a lot more attention because there's a lot more of them. And certainly the mainstream media will look at them quite often.
Right.
And that's fine. But there isn't a lot on the right poking fun at the left. And I think that's needed. I think, it makes it easy to do, I think, if you look at it the right way.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that for sure. We're with Curtis Mang, author of The Constitution, I'm Not Kidding, and Other Tales of Liberal Folly. Where did the title come from?
The title I owe mostly to Nancy Pelosi. Going back to Obamacare, at one press conference she was having, one member of the press dared ask her if she thought it was actually constitutional.
Yep.
And she looked at him and said, "Are you serious?" And I think she said it twice because she thought it was just,
yeah,
she was aghast that anybody could actually question that. And so, that's kind of where the title came from. And I thought, I want to kind of telegraph in the title that it's meant to be a humorous book.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right. That kind of that response was funny to me also. Like, what do you mean? Like, just because you pass something, we automatically have to assume it's okay, you know?
Right, exactly. And well, you know, and I spend a good most of chapter one talking about the Constitution, and I'm no constitutional expert, but talking about the Constitution and how the left views it, which is as an impediment, if anything.
Right.
You know, they like to talk about the Constitution as a living document. Well, I think that really means they think it's a dead document. You know, it's of no more value than a rerun of So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our president says this constantly, doesn't he? That it's an impediment. Things are there, so I can't just do what I want.
Well,
in a negative tone, you know.
Yes, he said a couple of weeks ago, well, the Constitution constrains me, as if it was a new revelation.
Yeah,
we just found out this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, most occupants of that office are well aware of that before they actually take office.
And that's the ultimate, because, you know, he's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer or something.
Yeah, I think he skipped that when he was teaching it.
Yeah, yeah, that is interesting. We're here with Curtis Mang, 718-305-7176, if you want to get in on the action with Curtis. He's here for a few more minutes with us, Christopher Manti Show, Conservative Nation Radio Network, here till 11 p.m. What kind of feedback or review? Or have you got any formal reviews, or are folks just, you know, giving you their feedback?
I haven't gotten a lot of formal reviews. Got two or three, but those that have read it have given me a lot of good favorable feedback, which is kind of nice. I want to make a point, and I try to make that point or those points, but do it humorously so that, you know, you can read the book. And take away a few things about how to look at liberals, but I hope that the readers get some laughs out of it too.
Yeah, I hope so too. Where can folks go and buy it?
A couple places. You can go to my website, which is www.mangwrites.com. That's MANGWRITES.com. It's also available online at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. Either in paperback or in ebook form.
Cool. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Any plans for any kind of follow-up right now? I mean, because there's lots
actually,
of funny business to fill many books up with, I would imagine.
There is, actually, yes. I just completed my second book, completed writing it. I'm sending it off to the style editor this week. So
cool.
I hope that sometime this summer I'll have a follow up book. We'll hit on more topics of looking at the left and laughing at them. I also I have some blogs posted on my site. I also have a lot of posts at a website called What Would the Founders Think. And so if anybody's interested, they can go there and look at some of my posts there. There's also a lot of other writers that have some good stuff there, too.
Very good. We'll be sure to do that as well. You want to hang on for about 2-3 minutes here, get through some business, and we'll hit you down on the other side and see if we can take some calls for you.
Sure.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Hold on just one moment, please. Curtis Mang, everyone. Be right back with him on the Christopher Manti Radio Show. Just want to tell you folks real quick here about Patriot Depot. Obviously, you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative, I imagine. You love America. You love our Constitution, just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to buy stuff. You want a supply depot. You get everything you want. Books, bumper stickers, patriotic T-shirts, flags, everything. Your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to the website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. The banner, it's a big rectangle. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag. Proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism Real Conservatives, and we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website. TheThirdLantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. TheThirdLantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Show. Thanks for holding, and give us a call if you'd like. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, here till 11 p.m. As always, would appreciate your feedback. You can email me if you want instead, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And we are back with our special guest for this evening, Mr. Curtis Mang, who has a book out that I think you should check out because you will laugh, number one, and that's very important in my humble opinion. Mr. Mang, welcome back.
Thank you.
Sure. Now, it's called The Constitution. I am not kidding. No, it's I'm not kidding. And Other Tales of Liberal Folly. I like the right off the bat, you basically say if liberals won't laugh themselves, somebody has to do it for them.
Exactly. Well, and liberals, liberals take themselves way too seriously. That's one of their first flaws, but it also opened it up for mockery, and so that's what I tried to attempt to do with this book.
I think a lot of it is maybe, and I don't know, maybe I overthink this stuff, but on our side it seems like people are trying to be too nice. Most of us are Christian folks, and we're just trying to be good people and not bother anybody. You know, that's not the way you win, because there's a lot of people. I grew up in suburbs of New York, and you know, all my friends were lefties, and maybe I just attract them. I don't know. No, there's a lot of people. So the point is, when you see the pop culture, right, and you see TV shows and movies and every kind of media that you can are exposed to. Every time there's jokes, it's about me, right?
Right, right.
It's about me. So eventually, you laugh it off once or twice, but eventually it gets to not only you as the conservative, but the people listening who maybe are totally in the middle or undecided or not caring, and all of a sudden your opinions are being formed for them, and this
right.
is stuff to laugh at over here, and that's the conservative side, right? So, I mean, to me, we have to battle back somehow.
Well, I agree with that. In fact, I had a very similar conversation just yesterday. Are conservatives too nice? And I think, yes, they are. And it doesn't mean you have to be mean and vicious. But what it does mean is when you see hypocrisy, you call it out. And if you do it in a humorous way, I think it aggravates them even further. There are some just silly examples. I think, you know, if you look at the last presidential campaign, the media made a big deal about, you know, Romney taking a trip years ago and having his dog on the roof of his car.
Right.
And then David Axelrod and the Obama campaign came out and, you know, had pictures of Obama and his dog inside the car. But yet, at some point, someone pointed out, though, that in his book, Obama talked about actually eating a dog as a child.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, it's funny when you think about it. You say, and so I wrote in a piece around that time. I said, you know, Mitt Romney's dog enjoyed his vacation. Obama enjoyed his chow, literally. that's the kind of thing that I think we got to point out.
No doubt about it. And the funny thing is that Romney dog thing was pretty funny.
It was.
So, I'm not allowed to laugh at that now. So I'm annoyed. I'm
exactly.
Supposed to be able to laugh at this stuff.
liberals are generally, because they take themselves seriously, they're not very self-deprecating.
No.
And so I think as conservatives, if you can be self-deprecating and be willing to be humorous about yourself, your own foibles, your own personality, it makes it easier to do the same when you're doing it to liberals. And that's really what you're doing, is you're doing it to them.
Yep, right. And they just can't handle it a lot of the times. You know, I don't know if it's just immaturity or what, but I'm to the point now where I don't really care. I feel like an old, like a senior citizen or something that's just had enough. I'm just going to say what has to be said, and that's that. My friends will be like, so what do you think, you know, what? How would you describe liberals? I'm like, kids, you know, kids.
Yes.
who are crying for their parents and the government, you know, to take care of them because they don't have a daddy growing up. I guess that's basically it. You know, that's how I put it.
And that's true. And so when you've got liberals in position of power politically, then they think that everyone else ought to be treated as kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, I was talking with him a couple of months ago, and you know, he made the comment that, you know, the larger the government, the smaller the citizen.
Yep.
And I said, well, yes, that's true, except in New York, where the larger the government, the smaller the soda.
That's true. I can't even go back there and visit anymore. It's terrible. I don't even want to try. God knows what I can't do by the time I get there. This tyrant in Gracie Mansion. It's bad. It's true. What what the heck happened the other Chris Rock. Right? That whole thing about Obama's our daddy. What the heck?
We don't need daddies. We don't need daddies. We need presidents. And you know, that's a good segue into the controversy that came up this past week or so about the promo for MSNBC with Melissa Harris Perry.
Oh yeah.
Where, you know, she says, we got to get away from this notion that children belong to their parents. It's the community's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone's responsibility. And I thought, okay. You know, I may take her up on that, so I think I will send her my son's tuition bill next semester and let her take care of that. I've got I've got various and sundry birthday presents over the past years that we've given them that I think I'd like some reimbursement on.
Right. Can I get a refund on that? Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, in my case, I need a babysitter next week. So you want to help me out?
Absolutely.
Help a brother out.
Well, she went on. I think she, you know, she posted something on the MSNBC website. You know, she may have further dug herself a hole, but I think she tried to explain her way out of it. She said, "Well, I don't want your kids." Well, that's good because I don't really want her to have them. I don't think she knows their names. I mean, I can barely remember their names.
By the way, what do you prefer to refer? LSD is good, and MSDNC is also not bad.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, I like to poke fun at MSNBC all the time because the ratings are so low. I just wrote something this week that, you know, I said the ratings are barely above the Shoelace Channel.
I see now. I didn't even know there was a Shoelace Channel.
There isn't, but there should be.
There should be. Because if there was, you know, you get about 2 or 3 viewers. Right.
And then, right, exactly, which is about a third more than MSNBC.
That would be just about the same. Right. those guys are too easy, man. You could make a whole book about
MSNBC. They are. And so, yes, I tend to poke a lot of fun at MSNBC.
Very good. Well, please keep it up. And, again, the book, is called The Constitution, I'm Not Kidding, and Other Tales of Liberal Folly by Curtis Mang. It's M-A-N-G. And please pick it up. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, real easy to either order it or download an ebook copy.
Correct.
And put it on your iPad or you know, your Kindle or what have you. Please do that. And if you want to find out more, where shall they go again, Curtis?
Again, my website is mangwrites.com. That's mangwrites.com.
Excellent, Mr. Mang. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for coming on here, and continued best of luck to you, and we'll look forward to book number 2.
Thanks very much. I appreciate
it. Have a good night, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. See, any kind of guest that we want to have on, I will put you on the air. And Curtis actually contacted me. Go to conservativenationradio.org and go to my show page. There's a contact form right there. It says, do you want to be a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who wants to be a guest? And fill out the info, name, email, short description. And that's how it happened with Curtis. So bada bing, bada boom. That's the way it works. All right, folks. So thanks for that. Great interview. Thank you, Curtis. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Now remember, conservativenationradio.org. We are brought to you by our partner organization, Traditional American Movement, TRADAM. Okay? Now, as we were just talking about our friends in the leftist media, they would like us conservatives to think that we are just a few lonely voices out here in the wilderness. But do not be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls. So if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TRADAM, as we call our home here. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without the turf wars, without that, and find out what's new in the conservative community. We won't even take your kids. So join up, find out what's happening, be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That is traditionalamericanmovement.com. And I hope to see you there soon. TRADAM is a liberal free website. We'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time: the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Christopher Manti radio program. It is 9:45. And I am so proud to be with you. Thanks for having me in your home, or your car, or your phones somewhere, walking around. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Please give me a call or drop into the chat room here if you're listening to the show live. I have a chat room to the bottom of your screen. Just say hi. Even if it's you're logged in as a guest or what have you, that's fine. No problem. Feel free to participate that way or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Christopher, Christopher, at conservativenationradio.org. And yes, thank you for Curtis Mang for joining us. About his book, please go check it out. So let's proceed with the evening's entertainment, shall we? And get to what I want to talk about next. There is talked about the Gosnell stuff, which is so depressing in a way, angering. But positive in the fact that we made a difference here, I think, today a little bit. It's always heartening. But also, the subject, maybe I don't want to proceed yet. It makes me want to challenge ourselves. I want to challenge pro-lifers. I think it's incumbent on us to do everything we can, right? Well, some of us are more involved than others, but I know folks obviously who are going down every, regularly, every week or and more to abortion clinics to just give a loving hand and a word to women who are about to do a horrible, horrible thing. And I think we got to challenge our thinking on this. It's not enough to, the prevailing opinion seems to be, well, I'm personally against it, but I think it should be legal. What's that about? That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm personally against slavery. I would never do it myself. But you, that's your right. What's the difference? There's no difference. None. Remember, evil things only happen as long as the church allows it. All right? If we are as numerous as we think we are, then nothing can happen without us our say-so. It's only because we're asleep or we give up the fight or we are deceived and we backslide and we're lukewarm or apostate. That's when bad stuff happens. That's why abortion's here to begin with. Is child sacrifice okay with you? I mean, it's not okay with God. There's really no ambiguity in the Bible about this. It's not cool. And, you know, again, if you really are being honest, you're killing an innocent person. It doesn't get much worse than that. Killing kids, especially if you know what you're doing, that's not happy. God is not happy with you about that. He still loves you, of course, but it's a major, major changes to make, Jack. Anyhow, okay, so let's move on from that, shall we? There's a book. Well, now let's stick to the program. There's a book that I've been trying to slog through here. Mentioned it last week a little bit. It's called They Fired the First Shot, 2012. And it's very long. But that's okay, because it's not fictional. It's not. It's not really for your entertainment. It is, I don't know how to describe it really. It's current events, okay? Very topical. It has everything to do with the battle that's going on right now, the spiritual battle in America. Powers that be, the president, his administration, liberty. Taking away our liberties, us surrendering them, how evil takes a hold, at what point are we in history? The title, well, the book starts out with the Rwandan genocide. You say, what the heck does that have to do with America? The Hutus and the Tutsis and all that stuff. Basically, there was countless dead. Same country, two different tribes, basically, and one was in control of the government and deliberately used the media to demonize the other side to the point where they were the enemy and everything bad in the country was their fault. And once you get to that point, again, with, you know, a totalitarian government, it's real easy for otherwise decent, regular, good people to turn bad, really, really bad, and turn on themselves and slaughter their brothers. And I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but it might. Let's just say, and again, the thrust of this book was there's a war going on, and there's a bigger one coming, and there are preparations and plans being made by the enemy, and if we don't fight to win, we win, they lose. It's got to be our mindset with everything we do. Not, I'll fight to a draw, or I'll get my jabs in, or just leave me alone. None of that works, folks. All that is defeat. I'll get into that a little later, too, about how we were, how we're failing, how we're in denial. But, and again, this isn't paranoid stuff. This is stuff that's happening, and it's just compiled. The book compiles it. They Fired the First Shot has to do with the mandate in HHS in the Obamacare, Health Human Services will require, right? You are mandated to pay for, make the Catholics pay for abortions and abortifacient to birth control, all the stuff that they're rightly opposed to. The nice way to say it is conscientiously object against my religion, those types of things. But now it's a requirement. You have to violate your conscience. You have to violate your God and his law, or what you believe it to be, because we say so, because we're the all-powerful government. And our rights, your rights come from us. So therefore, we can take them away. That's the thrust of the book so far. Obviously, that's not the case. They don't give our rights to us. And they said, well, you know what? Remember that whole brouhaha this time last year? And all the bishops all of a sudden woke up and said, whoa, hold on there, chief. We're not obeying this. And so he goes back to Obama's. And comes back with, oh, okay, you don't have to pay for it. We'll let your insurance companies that you pay for it. This is supposed to be different, as if something had changed. And they said, no, thank you. This is dumb. You're trying to think, you think we're stupid. You're trying to pull the wool all over our eyes. Forget it. And the basically the solution is we come up with a deadline instead. All right, don't do it now. After the election in August of 2013, then you have to do it. Oh, man. Anyway, so 4 months from now, I truly do not know what's going to happen. I truly don't. Truly don't. And it could be compounded from the non-spiritual side, the non-religious side, earlier in the summer. Where if it goes through, where people will march on Washington, D.C. armed, where it's not legal to be armed. Don't get me started on why it's not legal. That's obviously bogus, but it's the way it is. And so they're asking for a fight, I think. And if people start shooting, whether it be them, the marchers, or the police, then bad things, bad downward spiral, and we got to be prepared for that. So just keep your eyes open, okay? Anyways, so again, I'm about, it's a 1,000-page book. I mean, I have it right here. Hear it? I'm on page 399, and it looks like I just made a dent. It looks like I'm actually reading it. After 400 pages. So, chapter 28 I'm on, when all is lost and there is no way out. That gives you a warm fuzzy, right? Actually, it's about God giving a way out. He always does. That's important to remember. So, I don't want to be recommending books all night, but this is mind-blowing. A compilation of things that you probably remember, and maybe some things you don't remember, some things you never knew. And I love it because it's a big picture thing. And I'm getting to the part where, what do you do about it? Which is also my thing. 302, that's my area code. 718-305-7176 is my phone number. Christopher Manti in the Conservative Nation Radio Network. 718-305-7176. We're about halfway through my show already. Darn it. And here till 11 p.m. Eastern. It's now 10 o'clock on April the 12th, 2013. Give me a call or email, chat room, whatever. And we'll get to talking here in the second hour. Talk some more about this book if you'd like. Also about North Korea and being on DEFCON 3 all of a sudden today. And my writing about we are in denial as a nation, as a church. Get into that as well. Okay, hopefully that will be enjoyable to you. And let me know. please do that. And remember, we have shows all week here, so I'm not the only one. Pay attention all week and learn something. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Show. I'm your host, Christopher Manti. Back with you till 11 o'clock. Thanks for joining me. Either live on the air now or on podcast or download, however you want to put it, after. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it very, very much. And I love you. 718-305-7176. If you'd like to speak with me, 718-305-7176. Question, comment, concern. Rant, whatever you'd like. I'm here for you. I'm just a psychiatrist with a couch. No, not really. I need one of those. So I can't be yours. Sorry. christopher@conservativenationradio.org is my email address, if that's easier for you. If you have issues with speaking in public, that's cool. Send me a mail. conservativenationradio.org. Just go there. Trinity Media Online. Remember, these are the Trinity Media Studios. State-of-the-art facilities here. Radio broadcasting. Excellence. TrinityMediaOnline.com. We're on Twitter, of course, CNR Show. Facebook also, Conservative Nation Radio. And Manti Show on Facebook. M-A-N-T-E-I Show on the Facebook. Thank you for being with me tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. So, turns out today, the United States went up to Defense Condition 3, DEFCON 3, which is more severe than what we had been. And as I was saying earlier, it's the first time since September 11, 2001, that we've been upgraded to that readiness. My understanding of it is, I don't know all the ins and outs, but basically our air forces have to be with on alert for 15 minutes at any given time. They have to be within 15 minutes of takeoff. So that's pretty intense, you know. Get your blood flowing and your nerves going and your mind working, strategizing, getting all your ducks in a row and all that stuff. So it's not insignificant, is what I'm saying. Not insignificant at all. It's only the third time it's ever happened, to be honest with you. Since 1959, maybe? Somewhere around there is when they instituted the DEFCON system. It's a very Cold War era thing, obviously, but because we're worried about the Russians nuking us and ICBMs and all the rest of it. We used it in 1962 with the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we had ICBMs 90 miles away from us, and they could have struck any major city in the country with no notice at that time. It's, you know, there was no early warning system or anything other than a siren in your city and get under the desk. So that's pretty scary stuff. And at that time, actually, part of our defense is the, what they call the Strategic Air Command. Well, I went up to DEFCON 2, which is, I'm not sure if they term it imminent warfare or, you know, something right up to the cusp. Because one is actually attack. So two is right before that, like 5 minute warning to that type of thing. So we went up to that portion of it in 1962, never since then. But we have reached three. It's in the 1973 Yom Kippur War in Israel, where a whole bunch of Muslim countries decided to wipe Israel away off the earth, and that did not work, to say the least. That failed. But just to be safe, we put ourselves up there because we had no idea what was coming. You know, they all sneak attacked her, basically, and yeah, they were all pals with Russia and stuff, so we just used our abundance of caution, I think, on that one. And this time, there was no threat of any one of those countries attacking us at all, but in this case, with North Korea and those jerkwads who are starving their own people out, but are enriching the leader, of course, this is how our dictatorships go, and this is how they die off, is when they lash out and start invading and, you know, making stupid war. So they might be at that point. Who knows? Who knows? They're talking like they want to do something, but you know, we would be unwise to not take precaution, and that's what we're doing. So North Korea has, I assume it's just them, has to be, you think, right? But so we've raised our readiness in general, all our military, 2, 3, DEFCON 3. It's, you know, as I said, it's not insignificant. It's significant. So pray, number one, and just keep your eyes open. God forbid they were to start something. I think the Korean Peninsula itself would be in really, really bad shape, south and north, because if North were to do something, they would go all out, I would think, on the south at least, to go out in the blaze of glory and what have you. Not a pretty picture, but it's certainly possible that they could fire off a couple, one or two or more, and maybe they even have a nuke at the end of it. And they could definitely reach Japan, no problem. You know, Tokyo is within range. And in Guam, which is our possession in the Southeast Pacific, west, southwest, southeast, it's west of us. So that is likely within range also. We have a lot of military hardware and stuff there, so that wouldn't be good. And outside chance that Alaska is within range as well. If they actually have the technology of this rocket and that it will actually fly and carry a payload, it's possible that Alaska is within range also. Again, I don't know why you would hit there other than just say you hit America. But it's possible. So it's worth it to be prepared. And that's kind of like my mantra right now, is to be prepared for anything. And I think you should be also. Please do so in every way you can think of. Maybe things, ways you don't want to think of, but you should anyway. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. This is the Christopher Manti program. I'm here every Friday night, 9 to 11, on conservativenationradio.org. And remember, I'm not the only show here. There are other shows all week long. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, spectacular new show. Well, it's new to us and our network, but it's not new. It's been going on for quite a while on other air, and he has quite a following. It's called New Wise Conservatism. So I really encourage you to listen to that tomorrow. It's pretty clear that the switch is on to conservativenationradio.org. And if you need evidence of that, if you have any doubts, check our new Saturday show with internet radio veteran Robert Garding. The New Wise Conservatism Show now comes to you here on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. After years of hosting New Wise Conservatism Show, Robert has a very big following. So listen on Saturday and get in on it, and you'll find out why. Thousands of people love his brand, New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's The New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central. That's tomorrow at 4, here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a reason.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Radio program. I am he, your humble host, here till 11 o'clock, 44 more minutes, and I'm out. So please take advantage of that. Give me a call, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Phone number, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Email, if you want to do that, please visit us, conservativenationradio.org, as often as possible. Spread the word. Let everyone know, friends, family, foes, and all that stuff. Facebook, we're on there as well, Conservative Nation Radio, and Manti Show on Facebook, M-A-N-T-E-I Show, Twitter at C-N-R Show. Hit us up there as well, okay? Thank you very much. And I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for having me into your home, your car. Your workout, your headphones. Thanks for that. Thank you for your trust. 17 after the hour now. We're talking about, North Korea before. The heck with them. I don't think they're going to do anything. But you never know. I have a blog. Go to ChristopherManti.com and you can find the blog there. Or you can listen to me right now. And I wrote a piece this week on Tuesday, I guess, called We Are in Denial. We are in denial as a nation and as a church. A nation and a church. What do I mean by that? Well, let me tell you. First of all, let me take a... I'm trying to relax here. I've got my my beer. My favorite beer glass, the Samuel Adams contoured beer glass. It has little etchings on the bottom to keep it bubbly and delicious. We're a little crazy here at CNR. That's what you get. Alrighty. We are in denial as a nation and a church. Let us get serious for a moment, if you don't mind. And it's time to go to church, right? Yes. Okay, let us do that right now. Let's talk to the Lord and have him speak to us. Because we need him, and there's no way around that. but let's do this. What do I mean by we're in denial? I wrote earlier this week, it's time to get real. America has enemies. Christianity has enemies. These enemies are at war with us, and we are not at war with them in return. Therefore, they are winning, and we are losing. Now, for years, militant Islam has been at war with the United States. From the Iranian hostages to Hezbollah's massacre in Beirut in the 80s to the first World Trade Center bombing in the 90s, we were in denial. 70s through the 90s. Long time. Then there were literal declarations of war issued against us by name in 1996 and 1998. Attack after attack commenced, even including against our own USS Cole warship. Yet, still, we were in denial. They weren't at war with us. This is, I don't know what this is, but it's not war. That was our attitude. Denial. September 11th, 2001, awoke many to the reality that we were at war. Someone was at war with us and we weren't fighting back in kind. But sadly, it was fleeting. As usual, cowardice started in our own government leaders. We could not even muster the courage to declare war on them in return. Yes, there was quote-unquote congressional approval for a series of military operations guided by the Commander-in-Chief under the auspices of the War Powers Act of 1973, but an act of war, as provided for in the Constitution, was never even considered. At least, not that I heard, not seriously. Congress never brought it up for a vote. This is important, as it demonstrated that we still were in denial. How could you not declare war on somebody who comes to your country and knocks your buildings down? America last declared war in 1942, and it is likely never to do it again, regardless of reality. We can't even stop Islam from attacking Americans in Afghanistan 12 years after we went to, quote, war there. Our rules of engagement are risk-averse, and they show what a sorry state we are in as a nation. Think about these rules of engagement. This is not war. This is a game. This is a movie. Risk-averse. You win in war. You fight and you win. You kill the bad guys. You make sure they can't kill you. You go all out. You use more force than they use. You make it crystal clear. Don't try this again. They won't dare to try it again if we really went to war with someone. So now pro-Sharia forces of Islam are taking root here in America and have said in no uncertain terms, we are above your law. Victory, folks, does not look like this. Defeat does. Sorry to say it. The leftists of America and Europe, who should be leading the charge against this anti-free speech, anti-woman, anti-homosexual, pro-slavery religion of oppression called Islam, the left is aggressively covering up for it. Why in the world would they do such a thing? Common enemy, that's why. That enemy is Jesus Christ. His church and the fruit of it, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, must be defeated at all costs. Islam agrees with that, and the left agrees with that. Similarly, 1973 brought another War Powers Act, quote unquote. Supreme Court of the United States abrogated our first unalienable right, the right to live. The innocent and defenseless, the least of these, as Jesus would say, were all free to be murdered indiscriminately. Our nation allowed the unalienable to be taken away as we in the church looked away in denial. The rights in the Declaration are God's rights to us. They cannot be taken away by government. Yet, we capitulated and accepted it as the new normal. That we really don't have the right to live. Our mothers can kill us. Or doctors. Most did not see it as attack on the church, though. So evil's forces marched on to conquer more and more ground. The 70s through the 90s saw the takeover of academia, the media, and the courts. The church's influence was eroded through attack after attack. Still, we were in denial of the war against us. With the election of Barack Obama, his stated desire to, quote, fundamentally transform America was validated, and our enemy was emboldened. Like the USS Cole before it, the freedom of religion in the First Amendment was now audaciously targeted. The HHS mandate against the Catholic Church in January 2012 was that attack. All Christians must stand united and realize exactly what is happening. Yet another natural right is being taken away. What exactly does it mean when the Catholic bishops say, we will not comply? Have you thought about that? Have you thought it through? Are you prepared for civil disobedience and more? Will the, quote, delayed implementation date of August 2013 be the equivalent of our September 11th? This sudden all systems go push, no, demand for gay marriage is just a part of the same coordinated attack against the church. Victory in that sphere, state by state or federal, no matter, will be used to close churches throughout the nation and to persecute those who disobey. Are you still in denial? Our enemy knows the rule of war. Do we? The rule is simple and singular. We win, they lose, nothing less. So, the question is, what are you doing? What are you preparing to do? Escalation is coming quickly. Escalation is coming quickly. I believe it is. I believe escalation is coming quickly. Are you prepared? Mentally. Have you thought about it? What does it mean to disobey an unconstitutional order? To defy it? How do you defy it? Are you prepared for the consequences of that? I don't know. Am I? I'm working towards it. I'm trying to get through it. The Word of God speaks to this time. Fortunately, a lot of my fellow Christians don't believe the Bible is relevant right now. They believe it. They think it's relevant in lessons and examples, but they don't think it talks about today. I think it's over. Folks, there are dozens of chapters in the Bible that are unfulfilled. Haven't happened yet. Not just the stuff about after Jesus returns. Before that. Lots of it. And as you probably know, I'm not a rapturist. I don't think we're going to fly away somewhere and escape anything. We're going to be here the whole time. Satan's on his way. Literally. So there's a lot to prepare for. And before that even happens, I think the Bible talks about that time as well. All right. So God talks about it. We got to find out what he says. And I have to take a little siesta here. Talk about LifeLock. Don't be in denial about your security. ConservativeNationRadio.org is very proud, so very proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps you to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. Protect your identity with LifeLock. Go to conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. And we'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent. Brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, I am Anti, and I'm here with you till 11. The time's almost here, 25 minutes to go. Excuse me, Christopher Manti radio program. ChristopherManti.com for all my adventures in cyber world and the real world. My company is Trinity Media, TrinityMediaOnline.com, or Trin Media on Twitter. Please follow me. And, of course, this show you know about, my blog, Facebook, all that good stuff. All right, give me a call, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Email Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Feel free to do that, okay? Or if you're here in the studio right now, listening live, there's a chat room open. And good night if you're leaving. I'll be here at 11, I think. I'm pretty sure I can stay. I don't have any dates tonight. My wife would be very angry at that. So give me a call. Join me. Questions, comments, concerns, hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, humor you, all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate the time. 718-305-7176 is the number. What else was I talking about? Oh, my blog. Yeah, I just read through something I think is really important called I don't want to get it wrong, I wrote it. We are in denial as a nation and a church. We are in denial as a nation and a church. Now remember, I keep going back to this past couple of weeks. This is so important. R.C. Sproul, who's a prominent theologian, big brain, says Jesus' life was a storm of controversy. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said that he debated daily in the marketplace. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. We can have peace, but it is a servile and carnal peace where the truth is slain in the streets. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. So that's why I say we're in denial. We're afraid of it, I guess. We don't know the stakes of what's happening. We kind of just slough it off, thinking we'll be fine, leave us alone in our little bubble here. It's not like that. It's not like that. Here I am in Delaware. Looks like today they actually codified the gay marriage proposal into legislation, and they'll be voting on it probably late next week or the week after. Thing is, the same people who are pushing for it told us last year, not 10 years ago, or even 12 months ago, that we just passed civil unions in Delaware last year. Before that, we had nothing. This boring old thing we like to call marriage with a man and a woman, and that's it. Crazy, I know. Ancient. So behind the times. So we had to catch up and do civil unions last year. The people who pushed it, there's audio of this. I've heard it. It's absolutely true. They were asked specifically by some of the people who were concerned, the legislators, they said, will this be used as a springboard to gay marriage? No, is the answer. Absolutely not. The same person who said that, Equality Delaware is the group, pushed the gay marriage thing less than a year later. Complete liars. Liars. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They lied to the faces of the elected officials of the state. And I don't care. This is what I mean by we're at war. They're here to win. They're not here to they're going to do what they have to do. And they're not going to stop until they get what they want. till they have victory, they've achieved victory. So, I mean, honestly, the way our state Senate and House is comprised, unless God himself comes and changes some minds, gay marriage is going to be the law of my state in a couple weeks. It's despicable. That's the way it is. You have Beau Biden, the vice president's son, is our attorney general. Our governor is about pro-Obama as you can get. At some point, he'll probably get a job in the administration. Somebody will leave and they'll appoint Jack Markell to some post. Mark my words. Anyway, he's a socialist and lefty all the way, so he loves this battle against the church. And that's all this is, gay marriage. There's no outcry for gay marriage. 2% of the population. Delaware doesn't even have 1 million people, period, in the whole state. The whole state. So the number of quote-unquote gay marriages, it would be infinitesimal. It's not the goal of this. The goal of pushing this is to defeat Christianity. Catholics and other Christians, take down the church. Take it down. Take it out. No resistance. That's what it's really about. Take out the most powerful resistance. Go for the big boys first. That's what this is. Once it passes, you're going to see churches closed down because they're not going to marry gay couples. They're going to refuse, and they're going to say, hey, look, law says have to do it. And the judge is going to say, yep, that's what the law says. You lose, church. Sorry, you're out of here. Pay $100 million or close up. So that's where we're at. I mean, we're going to try to fight it, see if we can stop it. Might be futile, but give it a shot here. If you're in my state, next Thursday, the 18th, so this coming Thursday already, we'll be marching in Dover. Not just marching around, we're going to go to Legislative Hall and talk to the actual senators and congressmen or assemblymen. And tell them to change their votes. See what comes of that. But that's our only recourse right now. This is the last ray of hope, the last line of defense. And because once it's here, it ain't going nowhere, just like all these other leftist attacks. Once the changes are made, they don't go anywhere. Only get worse and worse. Even if they say they're going away, they won't go away. They can't trust it. It's not how it works. Evil takes and takes and takes and takes, and liberty dies. It only grows when you fight for it. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. It's Christopher Manti Show. That is me, Christopher Manti. Here with you till 11 o'clock. One more segment, and that is it. That is all for the week. As I say on my page on Conservative Nation Radio, go there and click on CNR shows, and mine's one of the ones that comes up. I consider myself a free mind, going with the truth leads. Conservative, unabashed, and unafraid. Funny yet serious, shallow yet deep. Whatever happens to be on the mind of me, anti-socialist Christopher Manta, you will hear. Great mysteries will be revealed and adventures begun. So I'd like to navigate the higher dimensions of this world and the next. Thanks for joining me in that effort. 718-305-7176 is the number. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Segment of the Manti Show for this week, and man, it's here already. I can't believe it, but it's true. I revel in the truth. So thanks for joining me. 718-305-7176 is the number tonight and always. Any one of our shows, you can reach that way. So make a note if you'd like. ConservativeNationRadio.org, TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. Please visit our partner, Trinity Media Online. com. I recommend that strongly. And CNR Show on Twitter. Twitter. CNR Show. Facebook has Conservative Nation Radio's page and Manti Show. M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Whew. Got it all in there. Okay. So I'm just about out and out on my feet. Beer's almost gone. This is terrible. Terrible, terrible. Terrible. And I think I covered everything I want to talk about tonight, right? We had a guest, Curtis Meng. Constitution, I'm Not Kidding, and Other Tales of Liberal Folly. And so that's good. Pick that up. Check it out. North Korea talked about. DEFCON 3, we are there. So whatever that means for our future, I'm not sure. Went over the, again, our my latest installment of the Who They Fired the First Shot 2012 book. My blog posting about We Are in Denial about as a nation and as a church. And, of course, the Kermit Gosnell crud. Hopefully we played a small part in getting people aware who were not. And maybe created some abolitionists tonight and today, which would be the best. It's the only logical conclusion you can reach, in my opinion. I am one, I hope you are as well. If you need help in that respect, there's a great website called abolishhumanabortion.com. And you want to talk about an in-depth, you know, question section, if anything you wanted to, you know, you need support defending your position, or maybe you're not sure, you need convincing, that's, it'll rock your socks off. Check that out. All right. And yeah, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Yes, did that. Good. I hope you enjoyed it. I always do. And, oh, what's this? I have breaking news. Breaking news. Duke Brooks has alerted me. One and only. Duke Brooks, the man, is his nickname. Radio Free America, his program. Radio Free America, moving to Wednesday night as of April 24th. Spectacular news. So breaking news. You heard it here first. Gang. Radio Free America is moving to Wednesday night, April the 24th. So that's pretty awesome. All right. I'm glad I could spoil that for Duke. I live for that. And also, this that would mean this Monday is the last Monday show. Whoa. All of a sudden, changes are afoot. The winds, they are blowing. Yeah, the rain is raining. So that's great. Join Duke, please, on Monday. Best show on our network, at least when he's on. It's the best show that when he's on. Yes, that's true. My buddy Duke. And I'm not going into your kidney stone, brother. Okay, sorry. Just not going to do that. please join Duke whenever he's on. Monday and then Wednesday after that. Please, Radio Free America on conservativenationradio.org. Tell your friends. All right. I'm almost out of here. What do we got going on here? NFL draft coming up. My sole solace, my getaway, my hobby. And it's National Football League. And I geek out every springtime to the draft. And it's interesting because it keeps me a better fan. And it makes me not ignorant. And I know who's coming up through the ranks and who my team gets and who everyone else's team gets. And I have, you know, I watch college football too, so I know. You know, I have favorites coming out, and it's really awesome. Maybe next week I'll really put you to sleep by telling you who my top players are at each position coming out, and talk about them individually. Wouldn't that be great? Yep, sure would. I may have to do that. Maybe I'll do it now. I don't know. Let's see who we got here. Top of the draft, Kansas City Chiefs. They traded for Alex Smith at quarterback, so maybe they don't go for quarterback right away. I still think they need one. They're in pretty bad shape. Alex Smith is a mediocre talent. So they'll probably draft a quarterback at some point. Probably not number one. I have a feeling they made the trade because they didn't feel like there was a quarterback at one to justify that choice. So why not just trade for a guy and go another direction with the pick? So probably an offensive tackle, Jokel or Fisher. If not that, where could they go? I don't know. But the Starman or a defensive tackle of some kind. Who knows? Then you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. They could go pretty much anywhere. They're terrible. He was a quarterback, too. Blaine Gabbert's a bust, like I predicted 3 years ago. 2 years ago, I guess. Raiders, probably defensive line, and the Eagles. What are my Eagles going to do? Honestly, it could be. I could see any one of these things, and it would all be justified. You can do offensive tackle. Need that. Cornerback, D. Milliner, is worth it. He's an elite level corner. Big guy, can run fast, knocks down everything, interceptions, the whole nine. Seems like he's going to be a star in the league, so he'd be worth it. What about, a defensive a nose tackle? You change your defense, you need a nose tackle. Okay, maybe. Maybe. And there's the real outside chance of a quarterback, Geno Smith, most likely, it would have to be him at that point, or Deion Jordan from Oregon, who's a defensive end, really, really skinny type of guy. I don't know. People are enamored with that athleticism, so who knows? It's kind of wide open right now, which is neat. There's not one absolute need because of free agency the way it's gone. So best player available and all that stuff. All right, I'm done. And I'm out for the week. Thanks for joining me. This is Christopher Manti Show, Friday 9 to 11. And please join me next week when I will have the greatest show yet. You heard it here. All righty. And remember, all these shows on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Go to conservativenationradio.org and find out all about them. Tell your friends. And in the meantime, remember to have a choice today. Who are you serving? What are you doing? Make the right choice, please. See you next week, okay? Be good.